Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, a special Jack and Tom show edition of Ebling and You. We're talking Michigan State, Michigan football exclusively in this show. We haven't done many of these sports shows, Tom.
Aren't they wonderful?
I think this is the fourth one we've done in 4 years where we've talked nothing but sports. We did it when Bo Schembechler died. We did it with Tom Izzo at one point. And we did it when Michigan State was in the Final Four. I don't remember another time where we have devoted the entire 2 hours to one topic.
I try to forget Michigan State in the Final Four.
Well, tickets for that went for a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
And I want to bring in our next guest, Joellen Ferrer, StubHub spokesperson. Hello, Joellen.
How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Well, imagine this has been a very, very busy time and a lot of people looking for tickets for this game. Maybe 114,000 seats aren't enough, Tom.
Well, absolutely. Ticket demand on StubHub has been through the roof all week. And if fans are still looking to go, they can certainly still do so on StubHub. But my tip, act fast because they're getting snatched up left and right. And just to give you a bit of perspective, at the start of the week, there were still hundreds of tickets left on our site. Right now, we're down to 71 tickets, guys.
Wow. Well, can you kind of, Joellen, kind of tell us how that, I've never participated in the service. I mean, I have my Michigan State tickets in a safety deposit box right now. I don't want to have anybody rip them off on me, but how does that work? Tell us how that concept works where you have tickets, you want to get rid of them. What happens? Tell me the process.
So just to give you a bit of background, so StubHub, we've been in business for 10 years now, and similar to our parent company, eBay, we're an online marketplace. So we don't own any tickets. We don't price any tickets. So we're not ticket brokers. We're not, you know, influencing anybody on what they list their tickets for. Rather, we operate as an online platform that connects buyers and sellers. So, for example, if you have a change of heart, you decide, hey, you know what? Let me list up my tickets. Maybe somebody else can go. And I know you're not going to do that, but
right.
We certainly handle that transaction, and we make it a smooth transaction both on the buyer side and the seller side as well.
How many people take advantage of this, Joellen?
What do you mean by that?
How many people normally would get tickets from StubHub for college football games in a given Saturday?
This has actually been the top grossing college football game of the week. And, you know, it's not only the top football game of the week, it's also well on its way to surpass sales for the previous number one Detroit event in StubHub's company history. So as I mentioned, we've been around for 10 years now, and this is actually right up top there. It's about to beat out the previous number one, which you guys all remember, 2007, Ohio State at Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, what regions of the country, I mean, in terms of college football passion, people buying tickets, is, you always think of the SEC, you know, people most crazy about college football. How does that compare to the Big Ten?
Right. So, you know, we actually do our own top 25 rankings, interestingly that you ask that. And, of course, Alabama, Ohio State, they come out at number one and number two. And this is all based on gross sales that we see throughout the season. So right now, number one and number two, they sit at Alabama, Ohio State. But Michigan actually falls at number three. And interestingly enough, Michigan State falls in at number 22. So we're certainly seeing very high activity, high sales, high interest, and just overall ticket demand, which is very illustrative of just overall fan demand for college football, Michigan State. I mean, huge game this weekend.
Joellen Ferrer, spokesperson for StubHub, our guest. Joellen, take us through the process now. Let's say I am a fan of one of these schools, and I have to be there. I must be in attendance, and the tickets I thought I had didn't come through. What do I do?
It's a simple process. There's two different ways you can do it. You can go ahead and go on StubHub.com, or you can actually call 866-STUBHUB, which is our customer service number, and it'll take you, you'll go to the homepage. If you live out there in Michigan, you'll actually see a link very visibly right there in the front page that will take you to the map, which will let you know what exactly tickets are going for. So as I mentioned earlier, there are about 70 tickets left on the site right now. And so tickets start in about the $200 range and go all the way up to about $2,000 for the prime seats. But to give you a bit of perspective, just what we've seen that fans are paying so far, on average, fans have paid about $200 to $250 per ticket with a full wide range. And so fans that were looking forward to this game weeks back found some tickets as low as $50 per seat. And
really? Was that in the parking lot?
Interestingly enough, it's actually in the stadium itself. So
okay, Joellen, section 2, 35 yard line, 60 rows up. About how much could I get for those puppies?
I'm not going to sell your tickets for you.
What would those tickets be worth? You're talking about, what, 45 yard line?
35 yard line.
35
yard line. Yeah. How many rows up?
60 rows up.
60 rows up. Yeah. There. So StubHub, you can list your tickets for whatever price you want. So you'll see some listings that start in about the $500 range for those seats, and then some people, maybe a little overly optimistic, maybe if you are looking to only sell your ticket at a certain price, you may see somebody listing similar tickets for about, you know, $900. So it varies. It really just depends on what the market's looking like. I mean, it's such high demand right now. There are so few tickets out there, and obviously there's not that many places where you can find a legitimate ticket that you know you can trust. And every single transaction on StubHub, if you still want to buy your tickets, it's fully guaranteed on StubHub. And so you know you're not getting ripped off. You know you're not handing off cash, and you know what happens when you get to the gate.
All right. Now, we know that in the state of Indiana, Tom, scalping is legal. Not that anyone would ever want to scalp a ticket for an Indiana or Purdue game. But for basketball, sometimes you see that for those teams. In the state of Michigan, that is technically not legal. How does that work when someone wants a 400% markup?
Good question.
Well, because StubHub is an online marketplace and sellers may not necessarily be in Michigan. There's obviously season ticket holders that may live in other places. I know some people personally that are season ticket holders that reside here in California where we're based. And so it's really up to the seller to comply with their state laws and make sure that they are adhering to their specific restrictions as it applies to ticket resale.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you see those tickets on StubHub, section 2, row 60, did you say
whatever?
Yeah, whatever it is, and you see an addition that it is also a party
popped up
at Crawford Indoor
ago.
Stadium, you'll know that that's an invitation
Hello,
to Tom's
flat
house
screen.
As well. Joellen, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Have fun
Thank
the rest of this week.
Thank you guys for having me. Right. Have a great week. Have All fun right. out there.
A lot of fun, and we're going to talk with Angelique Shingelis of the Detroit News, the angel of the big house. I don't know if she agrees with you or not, Tom. What do you think?
Down on the Wolverines lately. She's breaking my heart. She's talking 5 wins this season going in.
Well, then she's maxed out right
yeah,
now
she's
because
out.
She's at 5. All right. We will be back with Angelique Shingelis and more. A special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling and You on 1320 WILS.